Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I mean, we've been fighting Jimmy Carter for years. SEC's a big conference. It's like it's led by Alabama. Ah, shut up, Jimmy. And Jimmy, now we found out you were right. Jimmy Carter, here he comes, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video. Also, Swartner Farm and Ranches and Crestview RV. Hello, Mr. Brother SEC.
Yes, yes, yes. It is pretty amazing. I know the NCAA in some court did some ruling that's going to affect a lot of this stuff coming up, so it was too complicated to try to get into.
I don't understand it either. I bet Eric does, but my understanding is they're going to limit every team, to football team anyway, to $20 million NIL money, can't go a penny over it.
Right.
Is that right?
It is
but
right.
But you can have unlimited scholarships.
Yeah, they'll figure out some wiggle room.
That's like Nebraska.
But the problem with it, Jimmy, is what about all these kids that they've already promised over these big NIL deals? They're going to have to go back to them and say, we're going to have to cut.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's the problem right now.
But don't worry, down the road, we'll keep you employed for life. They'd be able to do something.
There's some promises that some teams made.
There's billions out there. You know, there's billions of dollars out there that they're having to give up. So they may have to pay some of these kids off.
Did you read the story of what your team, Alabama, allegedly, is confirmed by a couple of sports sites, not necessarily is it true, but offered Arch Manning to leave Texas and go to your team this year?
Oh, I don't doubt that everything like that happens. You know, that these boosters that are out there run wild, and I'm sure yours are too, for all these schools. A&M, you know, got a new basketball coach yesterday.
Yeah, Buster.
They called it Buckyball.
Bucky. Yeah, Bucky replaced Buster or something like that.
It's Buckyball. He was a very successful high school coach in Birmingham at Mountain Brook, the real rich part of town, and then they took him over to Samford, and he did good with limited resources there, and I think they got a good hire. So he's a real inspirational coach. So
it's a gamble, though. I mean,
it's always a gamble.
You're right. Even the proven coaches aren't proven at your place, and you know, prove that about Stimes, Texas.
but we'll see how that goes for A&M. God bless them. The stock market up 781 this morning at 6:30. Was up 781 points at 6:30. You have to look where it is now, but it's still a little bit before opening.
I was thinking about you.
It was coming up.
Those reports of doom and gloom yesterday that you and I and everybody had, and we even said this may not happen, but they were even going to maybe shut down trading yesterday. It was bad, but it wasn't that bad at all.
It wasn't as bad. In fact, it went up. It was the craziest day, I think they said, ever, biggest swoops. I mean, it was way down, like 1,200, 1,400, and then there was the rumor that he was going to call off the tariffs, so it went up 2,000 or something, from nearly 1,500 up to 2,000. Then when they found that wasn't true, it crashed back down. So, I mean, it's yo-yoing, and people who are really good, you know, that know how to play on the dips and ups and downs and ups and downs, this is they're having a field day. Oil almost at $61. Gold continues to go up. It was up $54 this morning. So $30.28 for an ounce of gold. That's That's wild. One of the big profile casualties of the trade war, if you have kids, Switch 2. The pre-orders have been delayed now due to tariffs.
Ooh.
They're looking at releasing Switch 2 now in the fall.
Now it's getting serious, huh?
You got to have your Switch,
you start
man.
To land these games and doing some of that. You've done stuff. So they say roughly $9.5 trillion in global equity value has been wiped out. I don't understand all that. And if you're wondering how long this is going to last, they have some formula computer for that, too. This is supposed to be now a 48-day volatility cycle. And they somehow know that. Don't ask me. It's called the VIX, V-I-X, and it's the real-time index measuring volatility in the S&P 500. So that's all the information you get on that today. U.S. Steel closed up 16%. Trump wants National Security Panel to review the steel sale to Japan. Biden blocked it, but I think they're going to try to get it approved. And Japan will invest all that money into the United States. We'll see. Apple stores in the U.S. say they're seeing a surge in customers panic buying over price hike fears. They say the basic phone hike will be $350 because of the tariffs.
Yeah, I didn't touch it, but I've read two original estimates, Jimmy, that the price would double to over $2,000. And we knew better than that because nobody'd buy it.
No, they would have to eat. They're going to have, Apple particularly is getting hit real hard. They've lost a lot of billions in all this. Shopify, they have told this is something that's coming in the future. It just happened. That's probably a pretty high-tech company anyway. Shopify has ordered managers of the e-commerce software giant to prove that AI can't perform a job before seeking permission to hire a human. Gulf Coast shrimpers, they're really hopeful about these tariffs. The shrimpers from really all the way from Texas to Florida and Louisiana and everywhere in Mississippi and everywhere in between, the average price of headless shrimp has dropped as low as $1.50 a pound.
And you talking about fresh Gulf shrimp or the foreign shrimp?
Fresh shrimp, Gulf shrimp.
Oh,
right.
My. Yeah, they can't live on that.
And they, in fact, this one shrimper said, I left shrimp out there because I didn't want to give them away at $1 a pound. I don't see it getting any worse. We're at the bottom of the barrel right now, but they are hopeful that the tariffs on they're doing farm-raised imported shrimp that are cheap from,
right.
I'm not sure where they're doing them from.
Oh, probably. Indonesia and all kinds. Like I say, they're farm-raised, and they sell for, into the United States, early 50 cents pound, dollar pound. And there's a big taste difference. And of course, they're not fresh either. But the point being, just like the tariffs actually clearly, I tell you, the steel industry is so happy right now about the tariffs. This could really help these shrimp farmers big time.
Oh, there are definitely people that it helps. And then there are definitely people in certain parts of agriculture, certain parts of the selling lumber business, particularly in the Northwest. In fact, when I would go out there frequently to see my friends in Idaho, and we would go over maybe to Oregon or Washington, you see these boats being loaded with lumber. And they're cutting that stuff in the Northwest, and it's not coming in this country. It's going off to China, because we have more trees and stuff like that. So I don't know. That war with China is economic, and it's definitely, of all the ones that we're fighting with, that appears to be the craziest one.
And you got the, if I may observe, at the end of the day, you got the two biggest egos, not just the United States, but our president and their president. And neither one going to let the other one win this. I don't know how this works out. Do you?
No, I don't. And in fact, we've had war start over trade. But I think China is so attached. They think they've gotten away from us where they don't have to completely depend on us. For us buying everything, because they've branched out a lot to South America. They're all over South America, Mexico, and other places, which they can fight with us a little easier because they're not as dependent.
Not to overanalyze
stuff.
But help me with this, Jimmy, because I keep coming back to this, and I've not talked about it to anybody. At the end of the day, China teeters economically. They've got a lot of strength, but their investments in the United States are second to nobody else. If we don't do well, they really tank. That's got to play into this at some point.
It does, and they've tried to diversify to some degree, and I don't know that we have, you know, as far as getting all our cheap stuff for Walmart and things like that.
It just takes years.
Plastic swimming pools and all these kind of things. And I just question whether we're ever going to have or would even want to have the manpower to do some of these things, to start making plastic swimming pools in this country again.
But if China cuts us off of maybe up to 40% of all the medications and stuff that we take, or more than 40%, I've even read, I don't know. And if China cuts us off of semiconductors before we can get all these fab plants built here, remember what happened during COVID? Here we go again.
Yeah, I mean, there's several. I guess the logic behind this really, yes, I think it would have been better to go industry by industry. Let's now super serve the pharmacy people. How can we get these things from other places? Let's tear up these people, da 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 da. But they know that they had to do it all really in the first 6 months of his presidency, or it wasn't going to happen, because you're going to be in the midterms too much if you wait till the end of this year. It's going to be all about midterms.
I had
in 2026.
As right and obvious as that is, you hit it on the head. I had not realized
that. They got to do everything now, everything, and suck it up, you know, and just deal with the short-term, hopefully short-term pains and all the brickbats and crap that they're getting, you know, from everybody. They've got to do everything they're going to do really quick, and that's what they're doing. And it's pretty rough on everybody, but we'll see if their plan works or not. But
Thank you, that's very enlightening.
All right, welcome back, Precision Camera. Precision Camera, the largest camera store in Texas. You know, everybody shoots pictures. We all shoot pictures. Some are just better than others. And yeah, you got a cell phone and it does everything you want it to do. That's probably true. But if you got kids and you're going to shoot a soccer game, you're not getting anything worth a toot on that. So, yeah, you do maybe need a camera that's got a lens on it where you can shoot, and maybe a couple of classes to make you even a better student. Maybe if you're a high-ranking amateur photographer, I'm looking at some deals here and new cameras. Oh, my goodness, this Leica, you know, that's a real big 60 MP sensor. You know that takes pictures that would just jump out of the camera. But they've got a great thing coming up on April the 18th. Peter Hurley is coming to town. This guy is one of the premier headshot photographers in the world. And he's going to do a class. And it's going to cost you $25. But how many times can you get a world-class person in a room that's going to help you teach? And he's not going to sit there and preach to you. You're going to bring in your camera if you want to with the right lens. And you're going to take the pictures as he kind of guides you. And, you know, he's the expert on lighting, and he's got a lighting system that's in all that. Anyway, you got to just take my word for it. Go online and read about the Hurley headshot recipe. And then there's a Westcott Peter Hurley Cineflex kit triangle setup, it's called. And it's how you light from a triangle. You can learn so much. And I don't do this for a living. Yeah, but you shoot pictures at home at Christmas and Thanksgiving, and you will learn how to take a picture that's really, really good. And showing the 3 points of light and all that stuff, you'll be a great photographer in your house, and you'll be a hero. So whether you're a new person or you're a pro, you'll want to know about Precision Camera with their great locations at Anderson and Burnett, South Park Meadows, and they're ready for you with real people in there and customer service that is how it's supposed to be. Precision Camera, and go to them online, at precision-camera.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now with page 2, here's Jimmy Carter.
Masters coming up on Thursday. They've had practice rounds. They couldn't do it on Monday. I'm not sure they're going to be able to do it today. Rain has finally left the area, but boy, it left a mushy mess in a lot of Georgia. We learned that Tiger Woods is going to build a 9-hole golf course in Augusta. I don't know what the whole story is on that, but he is. Masters coming up, ESPN and CBS this weekend. If you're wondering why the Republican senators are acting so unusual, that would be McConnell and Rand Paul. Remember that the whiskey distillers of Kentucky, they pull the chain on those politicians up there.
I saw their pictures together, and I said, there's some strange bedfellows.
Retaliatory tariffs on the whiskey.
Uh-huh.
So that's all about the whiskey's getting slammed, and they're pulling them off the shelves, particularly in Canada and all that stuff. So that's why they're so active in that. Remember, who pays the bills, and it's the whiskey distillers in that state.
Okay.
Back to golf for a moment. A fallen tree killed a father and his son at the Bull Creek Golf Course in Muskogee County, which is Columbus, Georgia. Tree fell on them. They were at a golf course. They were hiding under a tree while the storm caused the tree to fall and blunt force trauma. So isn't that
terrible?
The last place you want to be is on a golf course in a storm, folks. That is not where you want to be. Because of lightning, because of trees, any number of things. And an auto worker got killed up at the Dundee Engine Plant in near Detroit, Monroe County, Michigan. Didn't say exactly what happened to him, but it was one of those workplaces that's not, and it's a dangerous business working in around a lot of that stuff. And I just wonder, you know, do we have enough people that really want to go work in some of these factories and build phones and do some of that work that people in other countries don't mind doing? I don't know.
Yeah, there was a time when you say that. Remember when we couldn't get, I may still be here, nobody would go work. Couldn't get anybody.
Yeah,
because government was sending you $2,500 checks every 3 months.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, there were people that worked in textile. I know there was one on the Southern Bypass in Montgomery. I think they made socks for somebody. And there used to be all kinds of textile. They weren't very big places, but they did a specific thing. But now, you know, you look at everything. The underwear, I checked my T-shirt to where it was from, and it was made in Honduras.
Vietnam makes a lot of them, and Vietnam
does,
was the first one to say no tariffs on anything. God love you, Vietnam.
Yeah, they got a lot of clothes they don't want to mess with. And a book coming out from Christy Brinkley called Uptown Girl, where she's going to talk about her life that has been extremely, extremely interesting.
Jimmy, you have a great day, buddy.
You too.
You know how to do it. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. Enlightening and entertaining this morning, as always. Thanks to Precision Camera and Video, to Swertner Ranch and Farms, and Crestview RV. More with Eric and Bob this sunny Tuesday morning, 95.9 Austin's Texas Country.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.